community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Great song. I haven't heard that for years. I love that.
I love doing this top 10 for me. Some stuff comes out and you just think, oh, I've forgotten all about it.
You just don't hear those songs on the radio anymore.
You don't. Great song it was. Now, you had St Francis Hospice had a Go Orange Day, didn't they?
We did, on Saturday. I wanted to start off by thanking everyone who supported us, including Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
Fantastic day. It was bitterly cold,
I have to say. It was.
It wasn't the warmest day, but at least it didn't rain on us. For those who don't know, we designated Saturday as a Go Orange Day across Brentwood, mainly in Brentwood High Street, but also had people in Worley and Shenfield also supporting us. And basically what we wanted to do was to raise awareness of the hospice, the fact we exist, what we're here for, and obviously hopefully get some people to back us and support us and perhaps sign up for our lottery or sponsor a nurse or maybe just donate a little bit on the day. And really show their support by getting people to wear orange, which is our brand colours. So we had orange wigs, we had lots of orange banners, and amazing number of shops and places around Brentwood High Street were supporting us on the day. I mean, you couldn't really miss the fact there were balloons, there were people up, and so many people were supporting us, and we want to say a big thank you to them. And people like Fat Face, all the banks, I think practically. I know Santander, HSBC, NatWest were all supporting us, had the signs up.
Fantastic.
It was really good, and thank you so much for that, because when you're standing out there in the bitter cold, it would have been pretty depressing if we thought no one was with us.
No, that's right.
But the fact we thought everyone was with us gave us an inner warmth. So that was great. It was really good.
You had an orange gazebo by
we had a couple of gazebos up by the chapel ruins, that's right, and we were there all day, and we had various people turning up, some of our trustees, lots of our staff, and so it's just, it was a good way of highlighting what we do. And for those who don't know or weren't able to get along to Brentwood on Saturday, we are a hospice. We look after adults with any life limiting illness, so that could be cancer. Used to be practically everyone we looked after had cancer. Fortunately, in lots of ways, that's changed. It's now about 75 to 80% cancer, but there's lots of other issues we also deal with, things like heart failure, neurodegenerative diseases, motor neurone disease. So it doesn't have to be cancer, and that's one of the misnomers we were, again, in the high street and elsewhere, trying to explain to people we're there for anyone locally who has a life-limiting illness, not restricted just to cancers. And we look after around 4,000 people across our area per year. And they're not all patients. They're not all being looked after in our hospice. In fact, most people these days get looked after by our nurses and our staff and our doctors and complementary therapists at home. Around 85% of all the people we look after these days are looked after at home, because most people, that's where they want to be. That's where their carers are. That's where their family is. That's where they feel comfortable. That's where they got their TV, their books, their DVD, whatever they want. That's where they want to be. So we come to them. And it all costs a lot of money, and we're a charity. So one of the things we're, again, raising awareness about is in Brentwood, we are your local adult hospice, St Francis Hospice. We need around £21,000 every day to provide the services that we offer, because we don't charge for anything we do. So when one of our nurses visits someone at home, there's no charge. You don't get a bill in the post a week later. If you're visiting our day therapy unit once a week for a session, you don't get charged for that. We may even be able to arrange a volunteer driver to pick you up at home and bring you there with no charge as well. All the things are provided for free, but we therefore need the money. We get about 27% of our money funded by the NHS, including the Brentwood Clinical Commissioning Group of GPs who look after the NHS money these days. That's 27%. So by my maths, that makes it 73%. We've still got to find.
And I was shocked,
and it's a lot of money.
I was shocked to find out it's £4,200 a day.
What's that?
You have the raise to keep float. It's about £4,200 a day. We were reading that.
More than that. It's £21,000 a day to provide our services.
That's worse.
No, that's right. It's 21. Of course, we're getting some of that. You know, 27% of that is being funded by the NHS. The rest we've got to find. So there's a myriad of ways in which we do that. But of course, if people don't understand what we're there for, they're probably not going to run for us, jump out of planes for us. Hold up, bring and buy, sale, or whatever for us. So by having one of these Go Orange Days, we say, you know, we are here, we are local. Our physical building is in Havering Atterbow, which is all of about 3.5-4 miles away from here. It's not far at all. Brentwood Borough is one of the four boroughs that we serve. Every year in Brentwood, just Brentwood alone, we make around, getting on towards 6,000 home visits or phone calls to people in Brentwood to support them and look after them. We offer nearly 600 sessions, again, just to Brentwood people alone, for family support. That can include bereavement support, a very important part. We don't just sort of look after people up to the point that they die. We look after the family, the children, the carers afterwards as well in terms of bereavement support, very, very important part of it. And we offer hours and hours of end-of-life home nursing care. So we're doing an awful lot of things for people in Brentwood, but some of it isn't seen, because unless you've got a sort of, you know, if you've got a building in the high street, people know you're there and what's going on. But if you're visiting people at home and it's all over the place, people don't necessarily see it, certainly not every day, and not perhaps appreciate what is happening in their local community. So this Go Orange Day was all about saying, we're here, we're doing lots of work in your community, but we need your help and support to keep doing that. Fortunately, you've supported us for the last 31 years, and a lot of people from the Brentwood area were very instrumental in getting the hospice originally set up nearly 32 years ago, it will be in the summer.
Yeah.
And we're still going strong. We're evolving, because when we first started, it literally was just beds, an inpatient unit at the hospice. But it's gradually spread to being a day therapy unit. Lots of people just come in for a session, say an afternoon once a week, where they get a particular symptom looked at or get a chance to interact, talk to specialists who can advise them as to how to help themselves as well and work with their carers. But we also have home visits. We have a crisis support team. And literally in the last couple of days of life, we have what we call a hospice at home team, who may stay literally around the clock with someone in their home, caring for them at the end of life to make sure that everything is as good as it can be in that type of situation. So an awful lot of work is going on, and we wanted people to know about that. We want people to support us, help us. We have a couple of shops in the high street, and you know, of course, they're our physical presence there, and we want people to understand when they support those shops, either by shopping there or denoting some goods, so they get a feel of what that money is being used for, how it's being used. And it's really important message to get across. And we were very, very grateful for so many people supporting us, putting the banners up in our windows, putting the balloons out there. That all really helps convey the message. And, you know, we shall hopefully be here for another 31 years or more.
Yeah, well, you do an amazing job, Pete, really.
Thank you.
And it's so difficult to raise this amount of money.
It is. And what you have to do is you have to, well, first of all, I think you start with an optimistic frame of mind. We were talking about this off air, weren't we, a few minutes ago, about being positive.
Yeah.
You know, if you were just confronted with someone saying to you, this year we need to raise £7.3 million, which is the fundraising part that we've got to raise to keep our to meet all our costs. I said 27% NHS costs about £10 million in total across the whole year.
Yeah.
£7.3 million was our target for money. If you're just faced with that on a bit of blank paper, you'd say, how are you as a local charity, just in Brentwood and three neighbouring boroughs, going to raise that sort of money?
Yeah.
You know, and where does my little, you know, my little bring and buy sale or my little quiz night fit into that? It's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
But all those little things done by lots and lots and lots of people makes that money. And over the years, we have that confidence that every year we manage to achieve that target. Now, yeah, there's a whole range of things. And what you can't do is put all your eggs in one basket. If we sort of say, well, we're going to just do skydives or runs, we wouldn't raise that money.
No, that's right.
They're a very
yeah.
important part of it.
Yeah.
But we need to do lots of other things. We need to have people who concentrate on legacies and make a will fortnights and things like that. So because sometimes we get left properties. You know, and suddenly, in one fell swoop, we might get £300,000 or £400,000 from the sale of a property that might be left to us.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't bank on that.
No, that's
and of course,
right.
if we only did that, then we'd come unstuck some years because it sort of comes as great when it comes, but you don't know when it's going to come.
Yeah, that's right.
But other things like the lottery, we do, are very almost guaranteed sums of money. They're very reliable, regular sums of money because we know we have thousands and thousands of people paying their £1 a week to us, and we know that money's going to come in every single month on their direct debit. So it's a real mix. You want events that appeal to people who are sporty. You want things that appeal to people who are a bit more sedentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Quiz nights, you know, pub nights, whatever.
Yeah, that's
great.
For me, that is.
Yeah, that's right. That sort of stuff.
As you can see from my show.
Those of us who aren't so inclined to jump out of aeroplanes or run marathons.
No, not for me.
Some people love to do that. Fantastic. We'll support them. And then, obviously, things with playing the lottery. Well, literally, you can do from home. Even if you're housebound and can't get out, you can still support us that way. There's lots of different things that people can do. And our job, my job, as part of that team, is to explain to people all the different ways they can potentially support us at the hospice and try and find the one that's right for them. And that's, again, part of the reason we had a Go Orange Day. It just shows what we do. And, you know, everyone, I think, can support us. Now, we're in March, aren't we? It should be the start of spring.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like spring outside, but I tell you, if you go outside, make sure you've got your thick coat and scarf. But when you look out the window, it looks like spring.
Yeah.
So spring cleaning time is you know, a big thing a lot of people do. So we've got a big push at the moment on trying to encourage people to say, if you're having a spring clean at home, do think about what stuff you might be chucking out. And instead of just binning it, worse, or you know, or just not knowing what to do, stuffing it up in an attic for 5 years, then wondering why you kept it.
Yeah.
Why not donate it to one of the St Francis Hospice shops? You can take it straight into one of those shops. We've got two, as I said, in the high street, one near the bottom end, one up at the top end. One specialises in furniture, one's a more general shop. You can take things in there, but any goods you can take into them. Or if that's not convenient for you, then we have what we call a whole list of drop spots. We've got places, firms that have supported us, that are like Colcott Hall Farm, Bennett's Funeral, places where they might be easier to drive in and park, so you can unload your boot. And we can take almost everything. And again, that's quite an important message to get across. Sometimes people think, well, you know, it's a bit scratched, this thing, or it's not perfect, or it's 20 years old. You know, why would anyone? You'd be surprised what people want to buy.
Yeah,
you just have to look at eBay, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, almost anything we can take. I mean, the only thing I would point out we can't take is furniture that doesn't have the fire safety labels on it. But everything else, including small electricals, you know, old VCRs, DVD players, lamps, surprise, surprise, even old computers, TVs. People want stuff. Sometimes people want it because it's retro, or they want it because it's the one thing that of their set that they're missing, or they have a particular unit in the past and they want to replace it like for like, and you can't buy it for new in the shops. All that sort of stuff we can sell. We even have our own electrical shop in Romford in South Street. So would encourage you, if you are having a spring clean, don't dump the stuff. Don't just chuck it out. Bring it along to us. All sorts of clothes we can take, even old bras we can take. We might not sell them. We might just bundle them up and we get paid for them by weight. I mean, all that sort of stuff can be used. So we would really encourage people to try and donate their goods. And as I said, look at our drop spots. There's a list of them on our website, which is sfh.org.uk. All the details are on there. Please bring things along to us and support the shops. And the shops are an important part of how we raised that £7.3 million I was talking about. Last year, they made in profit best part of £500,000.
See, that's worth having, isn't it? That's
so
worth.
Yeah. So people sometimes say, well, why do you have these shops? You know, why do you pay some staff? Why do you pay rent and obviously do these shops up to make them look, you know, nice? And why are you spending money on that, your charity? Well, we spend money on them to make them make money for the hospice.
Yeah.
If they didn't make profit for us, we wouldn't run the shops.
Yeah, yeah.
We run the shops, and the way we can run the shops is with the support of volunteers. This hospice, our hospice, St Francis Hospice, couldn't get by without the support of lots and lots of people giving up their time for free as volunteers. We have, around 800 volunteers now, all walks of life, doing all different jobs. Some of them are working in our shops. Most of our shop staff are volunteers. We have volunteer drivers collecting stuff, bringing things to the shops. We have volunteer gardeners at the hospice. We have volunteer ward visitors at the hospice. We have volunteer bereavement counsellors. We have volunteer massage therapists. Almost anyone can get involved and support us in some way. Those volunteers make a vital input to our hospice. And we did a bit of calculation to say, well, you know, we know all this stuff is going on. What's it worth to us? If we didn't have all those volunteers, what would we have to do instead? And we worked out if we had to employ people instead or pay for those services to be done, it would be almost £2 million a year more that we'd have to find. So thank goodness we have those volunteers helping and supporting us, those 800 people doing an amazing job. If you're one of them, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do please encourage other people to potentially think about that. You know, sometimes people have changes in life. They may have no time at the moment, but maybe you're about to retire in a year's time. Maybe you're suddenly on extended vacation for no reason, whatever, and you're a loose end. Please do think about supporting the hospice. There's lots of things we can do, whether it's in our shops or at the hospice or out in the community. We'd love to hear from you. And again, if you look on our website, sfh.org.uk, there's a whole list of jobs that volunteers do and information about how you can apply and inquire if you want to think about volunteering a bit of your time. And don't think you've got to think, oh, well, you know, I haven't got a day spare a week. It doesn't have to be like that. It could be, you know, one afternoon a month. You know, we'll work around you. You tell us what you can do, what you're interested in. We'll try and help you. And just talking on the sort of spring cleaning theme, apart from just bringing things to shops, and that's very, very important, something that perhaps doesn't get mentioned so often, we do a removal service. People might be interested, if you know, and I know spring again is a big time when people think about moving house or do move house. It's time that people typically want to try and do that. We offer a house clearance service and a selective removal service. Just explain quickly what that's about. Again, it all helps our shops, raises money. We can do a literally clear everything out of a house service. You know, sometimes that happens. Someone elderly perhaps dies, haven't got family, and they're not quite sure what to do with the house, what they're going to do, and they just want to, you know, clear everything out so they can put it on the market and sell it. We'll do a complete house clearance service for you. There's a small charge for that. We can tell you all about that. Again, details on our website, sfh.org.uk. And obviously some of the stuff we take away we can sell. Or we can do what we call a selective removal, where we'll come along, our people will come along. So before you get a house clearance firm in, if you've already got someone in mind, you're just going to sort of try and say, we want it cleared top to bottom, call us up first, we can come along. And if there's things in there we think we can sell and do well with, we'll take those away and there'll be no charge at all for doing that. So please do think about us. If you've got someone in your family or yourself, you're moving house and you've got a load of stuff and think, oh, I just want to clear it, I need it cleared on that day because we've got to sell it or someone's coming in, do think about St Francis Hospice. We might be able to help you there, and we might even be able to do it for free, depending on what it is that you've got in your house. Because selling goods is so important to us. It's so important to raise that £500,000 a year.
That's a lot. See, you get £7 million a year, and it's almost a unachievable figure to everybody. So they tend to not understand £7 million.
No, you have to sort of chunk things up to manage your amounts.
When you break it down to what you said, £21,000 a day, everyone can understand what £21,000 is. So you go, oh my, 365 times that year you've got to do this. And you just go, good God, I have no idea how you're going to do that. That's a huge amount of money. And it's only through these other bits and pieces that you're doing, the fingers in the pies, if you'll excuse my turn of phrase, that you get it.
Yeah, and I think one of the other important messages we had from Go Orange Day was often people think, because we're quite well known in the area, sometimes people think, falsely assume that loads and loads of people are supporting you, and they are. But in terms of financially supporting us,
there's never enough, is there?
It's about 6%.
Yeah, you have to.
There's a lot of people who think, oh, yeah, it'd be a good idea to play the lottery, but they don't actually get round to actually signing up. In their mind, they're quite happy to do it, but they haven't done it, so we're not getting the money.
Yeah.
So being a bit blunt about it, one of the points of one of these days is to sort of make people think, oh, gosh, yeah, I know loads of people support us, but they're not all putting money in on a regular basis, and we need that to pay the 21,000,
get raised. It's all about awareness.
We've got to keep doing it all the time. So if you can do it, it's fantastic. So we ought to dive into a few events coming up, shouldn't we? A couple of dates, if we're all right with that, Mikey.
What we got going?
Brentwood Half Marathon coming up. Yeah, it's not far away. We're actually into March now, aren't we? So 20th of March is Brentwood Half Marathon Day. Big event locally. Those of you who've lived here for a while will know that. Streets get taken over. Lots and lots of people running. I've lost track of the latest numbers, but I know an awful lot of people are running on behalf of the hospital. I think it's 70 or 80 more running for St Francis Hospice.
Fantastic.
If you're out on the day, it's Sunday the 20th of March, out supporting people. Do give them a cheer, particularly the people in orange wearing the St Francis Hospice vest. Do cheer them on. Some of them obviously are probably looking for sponsorship money in the meantime, support. But support on the day is really important. If you've got a place in the marathon and you're just running, then why not run on behalf of us? We'll happily help you over the next few weeks if you want to try and raise some money and say you're running on our behalf. We'd really welcome a call from you. But we're certainly looking forward to that event. There's a launch event, I know, at the Mary Green Manor today, with Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club, who organise this event, and the sponsors, and they're all getting together, and all the different people, and there's several main charities involved with this. Lots and lots of people take part in it. We're just one of them. But we would certainly welcome people to support us, run for us, cheer those people on the day, and certainly wish all the best to those who've committed to taking part on our behalf in this event. Hope their training regime is going well and they feel confident and everything's going to be good, and it's not as cold as it was a couple of years ago when it was frost on the ground. But hopefully by the 20th of March we'll be in proper spring weather.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah.
We hope so. So it's the marathon season, because, of course, in April you've got the London Marathon, Virgin London Marathon, and a number of people use the Brentwood Half Marathon as practice for that. So if you're one of those people, good luck. Hope it's all going to plan, and that bit of your preparation for the London Marathon falls into place as well. So lots of people running on behalf of St Francis Hospice in the Virgin London Marathon as well. One thing I should just lastly pick up on is something that one of your colleagues has really got behind. That's Robin Driscoll, who does your fishing podcast.
All right, yes.
He's organised a charity fishing match. I don't think we've done this before. You know, going back to my point about we need lots of different things appealing to all different types of people. Well, if you're into fishing, and I know it's one of the biggest supports across the country, Robin's very kindly organised a charity fishing match on Saturday, the 30th of April. It's at the Puddle Duck Farm Fishery, which is Snake Lake in Upminster, so it's not very far from Brentwood. And cash prizes on the day, and hopefully a very good day of fishing. Draw is at 8 o'clock in the morning. You fish from 10 till 4. Details on our website, sfh.org.uk, and I'm sure also on the Phoenix FM website.
On the Phoenix FM website too. I mean, fishing's fantastic. I love a bit of fishing. It does seem, nowadays though, when you look at fishing, you just think, is it politically correct or isn't it? And all that. But I love fishing.
All the fish
personally.
Go back. They do go back.
But when you look at how the proper fishermen handle them, they're very gentle. Mm. They are very, very gentle with these fish.
They want to catch them again.
Yeah, of course they do. I mean, it's, you know, the true fisherman is always very, very, very gentle with the fish. Well, Pete, thank you very much for that. And we'll see you the first Thursday of next month again, yeah?
Possibly not. I was going to talk to you about that after this. Yeah.
Oh, Pete. All right. Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And we'll speak to you soon again.
Take care, Mike.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.